Hello and welcome to Flow with Floyd. I am your host, and it is my platform to encourage you to pursue your life dreams, to empower and to inspire you to withstand the ebbs and flow of life on your journey towards success. With the proper mentality, success is inevitable. Without it, failure becomes reality. Welcome, kings and queens, to another episode of Flow with Floyd, where we empower, equip, and encourage you to recognize and walk within your own greatness. I'm your host, and today's episode, we're going to focus on the powers of having a dream. By many accounts, having a dream and pursuing that dream is one of the most powerful aphrodisiacs the world has ever known. History is filled with men and women who have achieved greatness simply because they followed their dream. There is nothing more attractive than a man or a woman on their grind to make their dreams a reality. When you have a dream worth pursuing, life hits differently. You approach life with motivation, inspiration, and a sense of purpose. Everything starts with a dream. Now, if you are actively pursuing your dreams, awesome. Keep grinding. However, if you are not actively pursuing your dreams, answer me this. What happens to a dream deferred? Grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, chill, and let's get it in. I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? Langston Hughes is one of the most prominent figures in the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s and 30s. When there was a cultural and artistic explosion, a time of creativity and innovation where black artists, writers, musicians, and intellectuals came together in Harlem to express and celebrate blackness. It was the pivotal moment in the history of black culture, establishing a new sense of pride and identity. Some of the most famous figures of the Harlem Renaissance include Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, and Josephine Baker. Hughes was a social political author who used his platform to speak out against the ways black was treated. This poem represents our collective plights in America as well as our individual plight when it comes to our dreams. He starts by asking a very powerful question, followed by a sense of quietness as the reader ponders, what does happen to a dream deferred? The word deferred in this context means that it to put off or to delay indefinitely. Initially appearing straightforward, this question takes on a much deeper meaning when considered within its context. Hughes references Proverbs 13:12, when it says, hope deferred make the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This underscores the profound impact of unfulfilled aspiration can have on one's well-being. Hughes used vivid imagery to show what happens when you postpone your dreams. He talks about it drying up, festering, stinking, crusting over, or even exploding. Each image has a dark tone, making them more potent enough to make the reader smell, taste, and feel each experience. When a dream is disregarded, it is transformed into a tangible state of decay, leaving a lasting mark instead of vanishing into thin air. The comparison to the stench of a rotten meat vividly illustrates the disturbing and repugnant nature of all unfulfilled dreams, which burden you with a weight that drains you of your energy, diminishes your sense of self-worth. Even if you muster up the courage to dream again, your aspiration may have been languished for so long that they eventually decay or explode. When we postpone our dreams, we risk losing sight of our passions and ambitions. We may become complacent, settling for a life that is less than what we truly desire. Our dreams may fade away, becoming distant memories of what could have been. But it's not all doom and gloom. Let this podcast serve as a wake-up call, prompting you to reevaluate your priorities and make necessary changes to pursue your dreams and goals. It can push you in the right direction to take action, to seize opportunities, and reclaim the dreams that was once deferred. So whatever happens to your dream is up to you. You have the right to decide. It can wither or fade away, or it can ignite a fire within you. You can spend your life thinking of what could have been, or you can use that dream to propel you to a future filled with purpose and fulfillment. Just as we cannot go without water, we cannot thrive without nourishing our minds with positivity. Nurture your dreams, take steps towards realizing, and never give up. Are you surrounding yourself with people who uplift and inspire you? Do you take actions that create positivity in the world? Are you stuck in a cycle of negativity, focusing on the lack, spreading rumors, gossip, holding on to feelings of anger and jealousy? Let's choose to fill our life with abundance and goodness, hydrating our minds with positivity, and surrounding ourselves with people who nurture our souls. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. We hope the discussion has inspired you to pursue your dreams and never let them be deferred. At the end of the day, you can either build your own dream or work for someone to build theirs. I am the minister, Floyd Miley. Join us next time as we continue to explore topics related to personal growth and empowerment. Thank you for listening to this episode of Flow with Floyd. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We welcome all comments and reviews. And as always, please share this with someone who might benefit from his message.
Flow with Floyd is part of the Family Reunion Network, where everyone is cooking up something.